Welcome, everyone, to Broadcasting Basics, a podcast on the iTunes Store and Podomatic.com. It is Ben Bullia here for TNNRadio.com, providing you with this podcast on how to become a successful radio DJ. I've been broadcasting, if you heard in the first episode of this podcast, since 2012, using the TNN name since 2008. And it has been a very fun time, and this is why I'm doing this podcast, to help inspire you to become the DJ you can be. So in the last episode, we talked about my history as a radio DJ, trying to inspire you. And this is kind of the big start-off point. How to establish your radio show. If you have not listened to the first episode yet, it's called, I believe it is called, The Past in History of Ben's Radio Station. If you have not listened to that yet, I highly recommend you listen to that. Otherwise, you won't really be able to understand what I'm talking about in this episode. So if you did not listen to that, I'd go listen to that. This is Broadcasting Basics with Ben Bullia. And welcome back. It's Ben Bullia. Welcome to Broadcasting Basics. Right now, we're going to show you how to establish your radio show. Think of a name. The hardest part of all radio. Name. I chose TNN Radio because it's special to me. I've been using it since I was a kid, like we talked about in the last episode. If you have something like that, a name like that, you've been thinking about, or even using it for a while, like with other production or other type things, I highly encourage you to use it because it will provide you with more meaning and emotion in the while you're doing your shows. It gives you a reason to do it. That's the big concern. Not really a concern, just what helps you. I mean, if you gotta do what helps you, obviously. So this is a start on how to do a show. So once you've figured out a name, if you haven't figured out a name yet, hit the pause button right now. And what you can do is think of names you like. Here, I'll throw some out there for you. Radio 1 FM. Just use something with radio in it, or FM, AM, online. We'll get onto that later. We'll get into that later. You get a pick of a clever name, like Beats 1, that's already taken. Hits 1, that's already taken. That's SiriusXM. Like something that has to do with popular music or whatever brand you're playing, you like playing, or genre. So Oldies 94. You can use a radio frequency if you want. But since you're doing online radio or whatever, If you're doing online radio, you can use a radio frequency. That's what most stations do. But it doesn't mean you're on the frequency. It just makes it sound better. But if you're broadcasting on the radio, you already have this all set up for you. So 94.1 Oldies, or that's what you want to choose. I chose CNN Radio. Fun, simple, meaningful to me. And here's what you're going to want to do. If you don't have a server set up yet for you to be a radio DJ, I'm going to bring you to a website that gives free servers. You're going to want to go to shoutcast.com. It's shoutcast.com. Go there and click on Broadcast Now. Scroll down to register. And then sign up. It's easy. Click on Shoutcast Streaming Service, and then you can fill this out. Radio station name, tags, that's like hashtags, kind of, or radio station genre. So here's what you would do. If you're playing oldies, type in oldies, and you can select one of those. Upload a picture, put in your time zone, and if you're an AM, FM radio station, choose that. If you're an online station, choose that. Confirm all your profile stuff, and then do that. Once you have an account on there, you made your station. There you go. It looks pretty nice. Good for you. Good job. You want to click on streams in the menu on the left. And then click on the stream, your link there. Stream format should be MP3. Stream bit rate doesn't matter at all. I'd choose 128 if I were you. Failback is, don't worry about that. We'll talk about that later. And then you'll see URL, port, or stream. What you're going to want to do now, you have your server set up. That's the server. That's how you people listen to it. If you want to have a radio automation software, it's all right to use something else, though. I'm going to bring you to a free radio automation software for Mac or Windows. It's mixxx.org. So there you go, mixxx.org. Looks pretty professional, right? It's 2.0 right now by the time of this episode. Click on download it on the top. If you have Windows, click that, depending on your bit rate. Or Mac, click that. Download that. Put in your applications folder. Then open it. Once you have that open, you have your library. And then you can hook up your iTunes library, which is pretty easy. I'm sure you can figure it out yourself. Most people can. And then you want to set up your microphone. So most people don't think, most people think that they have to spend thousands of dollars on equipment. Honestly, the microphone I'm using right now sounds pretty good. It cost me $12. Okay? Don't spend all that money. The microphone needs to go into something. So if you have guests, you need a mixing board. Under $100, you can get the Alesis Multimix 4 USB FX from Garage Center. That's where I go. Guitar Center. I just messed it up because I use Guitar Center. And then I messed up. So put in your microphones by clicking on Preferences, Sound Hardware, and then Input. And you have your microphone there. Microphone 1, 2, 3, 4. And yeah. And then Output. All you got to really worry about is a headphone output. Then choose that for built-in output. That's what I'm using. Yeah. Okay, so you have everything all set up. Let's load some music into the DEX, as they call them. So you have your library all loaded up. You can drag a song into the console. And it should pop up with the song name and the song artist. And you hit play. And you play it. You see these headphone things there? That's so you can hear everything. Yeah. I mean, it's important to be able to hear things, right? So you have everything set up. Just play around with it for a little bit. But once you have everything set up to do a show, you want to go back to preferences and choose live broadcasting. Okay, this is where it gets kind of difficult. You want to choose type, Shoutcast 1 for host. You want to choose, you want to go back to your Shoutcast. Host is master.shoutcast.com for everyone. So copy and paste that into host. And then you'll see something else that says login. Just make that admin, A-D-M-I-N. And then you'll see mount point. Since it's a Shoutcast server, you don't have to worry about it. Don't put anything in there. Then your port. That's different for everyone. And then your password. That's where it gets difficult. To get your password, you're going to want to go to technical info on the Shoutcast page. Then click, you'll see live. If you want to change a live password, you can. But the live password is the password you use to sign up for your radio station. But go back to streams. So here's what you have to type in. You're going to type in your password. Say your password is dog, D-O-G, and then put a colon in. And then your stream ID right next to the colon. So say your stream ID is 123456. So put that in there. But don't put 123456 in there. Put in your stream ID into the password slot on Mix. And then there you go. You have everything set up. So it should be able to stream live. So you have your server set up. You have your music set up. And all you have to do is have music to play. You use your iTunes library, and we're going to talk about how you can relate to the community in the next episode. Thank you for tuning in to Broadcast Basics. It's Ben Bolia. If you like the podcast, make sure you subscribe on iTunes or give us a little comment. You can email me, ben@benbaulieu.com, ben@benbaulieu.com. If you have any questions about what you want in a radio show and what you need questions answered on, I will be there for you. These five words I say, the Bon Jovi song. I just bought that album, actually. Good album. Yeah, if you have any questions, make sure you email me. I'll be happy to do a podcast episode on that or write you back. You know, I'll do both. In the next episode, we're going to talk about radio imaging and studio setup equipment. It gets pretty intense from here on. You have a radio station, and it's currently working. Congratulations. I will see you in the next episode.